if you are feeling a little bit sort of in need of losing a little bit of weight. It's often the thing, isn't it? You get back from holiday and it's the run-up to Christmas, he says, just muttering the word rather than saying it out loud properly. You might be feeling a little bit out of shape this time of year. This morning on The Breakfast Show, I want you to hear from a group of overweight men who've had enough of the flab. They've now decided to fight it. They're on a scheme called Motivate, which is a joint project between Heart Research UK care providers in the city and Notts County. It's actually Notts County in the community, their initiative. It's a 12-week course that started last night. Our very own reporter, Suki Batchider, went along to the Portland Leisure Centre to meet them at their first session.
My name's Tim. I'm from Notts County Football in the Community. My job is business development manager. At the start of the programme, we weigh them, take their height, work out their BMI. We measure their waist to see what the circumference of the waist is. A good BMI is between about 18 and 25, which is, what the official statistics say you should be. Over 25 means you're overweight. Over 30 means you're obese.
I was about 21 and a half stone, and BMI was 35.
Yeah, I was 21 stone, but like I say, Wayne, I can't remember what my BMI was.
I'm 22, and my BMI was 42.
But whilst the word diet can bring up connotations of all sorts of things like living on cabbage or lettuce or mung beans, these chaps won't be doing it that way. According to Tim, it's about education as much as exercise.
We've been realistic with the kind of goals we set them. So, for example, rather than having a pie every night, we might say have a pie four nights a week. The first 45 minutes is a diet and nutrition session that we do with our partners from Nottingham City Care Partnership. They'll be talking about what kind of foods you should eat. And then the second half of the session is a physical activity session, which is led by the Football in the Community coaches. So they'll be doing thorough warm-ups, getting people to work slightly outside the comfort zone but not pushing themselves too hard or getting themselves injured. Just making sure that they're raising the heart rate a bit, building up a bit of a sweat, and that they're feeling the benefits, so that the next day they kind of know that they've worked out but haven't forced themselves so hard that they can't work out throughout the week.
But it's not just the instructors that these boys are relying on. Instead, they formed a sort of brotherhood to help them through.
I think we'll all be pushing each other on, I think. That's what's going to happen.
Being all men makes a difference. I went to Weight Watchers and I was the only bloke there. And, all right, nothing against women or anything, but, you feel a lot better when you're all, if you like, all in the same boat. But we'll get there because we're all together. We're all here for the same reason, because we're not happy with what we see.
And regardless of the pain and hard work that's going to come their way over the next 12 weeks, the chaps here are happy to suck their stomachs in, puff their chests out, and look ahead to the future with optimism and determination.
Lose this and be able to do better things, walk for buses without getting into a puff and sweating like I am doing now.
I just can't wait to look in the mirror and like what I see. I hate what I see, to get rid of it and to get to a level of fitness where I can do normal exercise. It would be great.
I just want to lose weight really, and like to get clothes that fit me proper.
Interesting stuff. We're going to be catching up with Wayne, Ian and Tony again in a few weeks' time.